project managers are always having a schedule in front of their eyes. The schedule is like the book of one source of truth. And this timing, changing the master schedule, is the one through which we usually manage our entire project, especially in classic waterfall systems. So my toddler also has a master schedule. She schedules her biggest requests exactly when I'm presenting to senior leadership. Precise, unstoppable, and always punctual to the point. Welcome back to Project Manage This Mama. I am Tani, host of Tani Talks Test, and this is my new series where I talk about the different challenges I face as a working mama, especially in project management, because project management is where my core skills lie and where I have been working for the last few years. And I decided that my daily life is so much like a project, ongoing, highly complex, dynamic project, that let me see the fun in it and how I can transfer it as a real life working project in progress that will probably keep working for the rest of my life. So, I am your host. I'm a project manager. I have delivered street releases. I have delivered homologations, complex international projects. And yet, nothing has tested my risk register like a two-year-old with a passion for things that she should not eat. Like, for example, ice cream when she's coughing like crazy. And she has a zero laptop in bed policy. No. Cuddles. She is very mindful, I have to say that. You cannot multitask. You cannot mix cuddles with writing on bed or reading on bed. That was the biggest challenge I had when I was doing my IPM level C, because I had no other option. I was on a timeline. I needed to finish my report. And what to do? I would put her to sleep beside me and then I'll write on my laptop. I will take her to bath and then I will write beside her. She did not like that at all, but she adjusted and she cooperated. So she is also a flexible stakeholder when she wants to be. She is, though, my toughest stakeholder. She may be flexible when she wants to be and she loves me to the world's end, but man, she makes me go through hoops of negotiation and a lot of conflict resolution and a lot of snack and TV time best diplomacy. Yes, I also do that. I also let my kid watch quite a bit of TV when there is no other way. And she knows how to use this as a leverage to the fullest. Anyway, I've met stakeholders who wanted weekly dashboards, quarterly savings, daily miracles. But this brilliant one, she is resistant to bedtime autonomy. Mommy always has to be there. From 6 p.m. onwards, it's mama time. When she was even smaller, it was 5 p.m. onwards. So yeah, working and managing schedules while managing the toddler, it has been a unique balancing act of working on the rope for a long time. And she has the flawless timing. It is always the moment as I share my screen and say the words, as you can see on slide so-and-so, that she used to announce with urgency that diaper needs to be changed right now. And now that we do not have diaper anymore, we're potty trained, it's exactly in this moment that she's so hungry that she can barely wait. She has to eat. She cannot wait a second more. Or she needs to go to the bathroom and somehow she needs mama for moral support because I'm your baby. And well, what can mommy do? Mommy has to choose which is a must have and which is a should have. Always the Moscow list running on my head. She is without question my ultimate stakeholder. In project management, we are taught to identify stakeholders early, assess power and interest, map the project stakeholder matrix, and communicate expectations. I have done it all. I have done SWOT analysis. I have done power interest and matrices, so MACT analysis. I have done proper communication plans. I have set it up. I've set up my governance. But what do we do when a high power, high interest stakeholder who refuses to nap on the day you are sick and desperate to get one hour of work done? But what do you do with a high power, high interest stakeholder who refuses to cooperate on the day she is at home sick, that she will not nap, not even TV? At that moment, she has to sit on mama's lap and cuddle while mama really urgently needs to finish the presentation which she has to present in the second half of the day. Scope grip. The scope of the cuddle could not be reduced, so I have to manage somehow. This is the stakeholder who will abandon the entire morning routine because I dared to put toothpaste on her brush. Because how dare I am so big and self-sufficient now. And she has no problem with public escalations of conflict. And that is okay. Because she's still in the age where she's still regulating her emotions. It is up to me as a mother, up to me to understand that. Because she cannot meet me halfway yet. Textbook says, align incentives, communicate clearly, set expectations. Reality says, make sure her favorite snacks are ready, lower your center of gravity, keep your voice soft. Here is what I have learned from my most demanding boss to date. Stakeholders don't always solutions. They want to feel heard. When my baby collapses on the floor because I cut the QB in the wrong direction, I no longer scramble to fix it. I sit next to her and name it. Yeah, that was really bad. I should have asked you how I should cut the validation first. Solutions later. The moment I stop fixing everything is the moment my baby can starts to recover. Over-communication is key and sometimes just useless. I have offered 15 minutes warning, 5 minutes reminder, 10 second countdown. And still, playground departure always triggers a formal complaint. Never, ever having time to play. Every single time. The lesson is not to stop communicating. It is to stop expecting communication alone to change feelings. My job is to steady the transition. One last slide, one last swing, one clear next day. We are leaving the park and we will do it together. Number three, knowing when to pivot. If the team, I mean the child, has other priorities, pushing the original agenda creates more rigor. Like for example, when I have to go to Durga Puja, I so want my baby to also dress up in a beautiful Indian dress. But it totally depends on what she's feeling at that moment. And sometimes she just doesn't feel it. And so instead of forcing it on her, I just let her decide. Because for me, it is important that she learns to have fun and she does not associate going to this Durga Puja as something she's forced to do because mommy forces her to wear something. So I pivot. And that is why sometimes you have to prioritize what is more important. And if your end goal, you have to maintain your end goal and thereby let go of some of the milestones in between, then that is what you do. The fastest route to delivery is sometimes really a detour through connection. Number four. Celebrate all the wins, however small. Did she put a t-shirt on today? Lunch worthy. Finished breakfast before going to daycare? Promotion worthy. Did I make it to 9 a.m. without crying? Victory dance worthy. Small wins accumulate into momentum. And momentum buys grace for the harder moments. Micro scale track. Mirror the feeling. You said the kiwi is different. Offer a regulated voice and a regulated body. They borrow your calm before they can build their own. Collaborate on choices with boundaries. We are leaving. Do you like to hop? Do you like to stomp? Is rituals as rails. The goodnight song, the high five at the door, the reading the book before falling asleep. The routines that are process documents for these tiny humans. For my fellow project managers, judging quarterly breaks and snack breaks, here are the 5-item toolkit I keep in handy. Buffer. When you can, build 10 extra minutes before and after key transitions. If it is not in the calendar, then it is in your expectations. Red team your day. Identify the 2 riskiest transitions and pre-plan a soft landing for each. Snack-based diplomacy. Regulated blood sugar is a stakeholder engagement. Keep a boring, dispensable snack always with you in your go-to bag that you know your toddler loves. Single sentence goal. 1 sentence your tired brain can remember. Put on shoe, we go to daycare, we hug at the door. Self-check, stand up. What do I need to be okay today? Write it down, honor it. Wrap-ups and takeaways. Managing toddlers and teams require empathy, flexibility, clear boundaries, and a sense of humor about the chaos. It is not about control, it is about influence. Influence in practice looks like crouching on a sidewalk with open-armed hugs, motivating your kid to take those last few steps uphill. Sometimes the sweetie you're encouraging is your child. Sometimes it's you. Both count. What's next? Stakeholder management is just the beginning. Next episode, stand-ups, sit-downs, and meltdowns. The daily rituals, the emotional detours, and the performance reviews you never asked for, featuring a toddler, a toy laptop, and a hallway meltdown. If this episode helped, follow my podcast, read my blog, share it with a friend, get in touch with me. I'd love to hear about your life and your experience. Tell me the funniest timing clash between work and parenthood. Project Mom Office remains in session.